We are joined by the Decatur Coffee Connections, Julie Stalitz. A reminder that Saturday is the day, right?
That's correct.
Everything all day long. What time do you open?
Open at 5:30 on Saturday.
5:30.
Till 4 o'clock.
Okay. And a portion of proceeds all day long will benefit the Boys and Girls Club.
That's correct.
What made you, again, what made you want to give to this guys and their organization?
Hey, we appreciate everything that they do for the community. And yeah, that's what we like to do with these events. Just, you know, get more exposure for these organizations and get the word out about them. And yeah, do what we can to help out.
I think Saturday, you do have yoga. That's your main.
That's correct.
Feature in addition to your normal Saturday.
Yep. So come on out for yoga's at 9.
Okay.
And Chuck Beck will be leading it. He's a great instructor. I said you don't have to be experienced or anything. You can be uncoordinated like me and still do it. But it'll be a lot of fun. And again, if you can't make it to yoga, though, all you have to do is stop by. You will take cash donations or just purchasing something.
Sure.
You know,
obviously coffees and teas and stuff in the morning, breakfast wraps bleeding into the lunch. And do you offer the breakfast wrap to a certain time? Do you have breakfast hours and lunch hours? Or
yeah.
If somebody wants a lunch wrap at 8 in the morning,
you can make it anytime.
You're going to make it.
And the breakfast wraps. And
everything's fresh, too, in there.
That's
so
correct.
What's the highlight? What's the Saturday go-to?
What's
your smoothie flavor, Nick?
Mango pineapple.
Mango pineapple.
Yeah,
those
and it's gonna be a warm one this Saturday. Smoothies will be perfect.
It is.
We have protein smoothies too.
Okay,
so you get the protein after you do your yoga.
That's what my mom.
You don't have to do yoga, and you don't have to get out of your car. Just come on through the
drive-thru. Right.
Stay in the air conditioning if you don't want to get warm. It's all good. Bruce, again, like we said yesterday or last week, a reminder that you guys got a blessing from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation for the teen center, but you still have to raise as much money as you've always raised to keep the doors open and the lights on. And over time, you're going to need to raise more to have such a blockbuster place continue to march on.
Yeah, you know, anybody who's visited our facility in the last, 3 to 5 years, we've completely renovated the facility. You know, we are building this new teen center. But I think people that are not familiar with the program, for 45 years, we have only charged our members a dollar. That's $1 for the entire year.
Yeah.
However, they have access to probably all of the best technology, all of the new systems, all the new everything, just because that is what the club is for. New opportunities for kids who may not have it. And so we have been fortunate enough to have the community and organizations like Julie and Coffee Connections step up and help offset what it normally costs to have kids who come to the program and only pay a dollar. And so we are not in the business of generating money off of membership fees.
Yeah, no.
But we want to make sure that we offer a quality program within our community. We are planning for the fall program, which is the after school program. So education is a big piece of that. I mean, we got the iPads that the kids use to do their homework and different activities. We got character development programs. We got work programs for the kids. I mean, all of that take resources to be able to offer these kids, because again, we believe in making the program affordable for every kid in our community.
Yeah.
And so that dollar membership, as long as I am privileged to be able to lead the club, it'll stay a dollar, because it's our responsibility to try to provide, the program services for the kids.
The homework aspect of this, obviously this is summer, so you've got kids in there more hours of the day. But
we're actually doing reading now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
So
does every kid have to participate?
No.
Okay.
So it's a couple years ago we did a big push just to get kids, not having that summer learning loss. And so right now we got a reading competition going on.
Cool.
And we got Regions Bank right next door who comes down and, volunteer. We got the police department who comes and volunteers. Town and Country Bank comes and volunteers. But all of these entities, kids read books to adults. And then whoever reads the most books at the end of the summer, we got like a tablet, a bike that we'll be giving away, and some other cool items. So it's kind of incentivizing kids to read.
Yeah.
But last summer, we had a girl read 65 books. I mean, you don't see a lot of kids reading 65 books during the summer.
But during the school year, sorry, Nick.
That's okay.
I just want to point out that when kids come to the club, there's a lot of playing and fun going on. But first, number one is homework.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that the same for the teen center?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at redesigning some of the programs. So ideally, I wanted the teen center to be done this summer. Because I wanted to do some later evening hours, because when we look at the community and kids kind of out of school, once it gets later into the evening, it's a little more tempting to probably get into some things you're not supposed to. Now, next summer, we will be looking at extending our summer hours. So maybe the little kids come during the daytime, but then maybe like 7 to 10, we open it up specifically for the 15 to 18-year-olds.
Sure.
Just so they had the whole facility. They had this new addition. So we're already looking at how we can work around some of the hours and schedules going into 2019 and 2020 school year.
Well, the big thing that you guys do, business first.
Mm-hmm.
Business first, and then your place for fun and nice, safe learning and open to everybody.
Yep.
Open to kids from all over the place. So how far off? It's not just neighborhood, right?
No, I mean, we got kids that go to every school in the district.
Is that
so,
right?
So, I mean, we unfortunately don't provide transportation. However, I tell parents and community leaders, if you get your kid, if you can get your child to the program, they'll have a world class experience just because everything that we try to expose them to.
How many kids do you have there, Bruce?
Last year, so our average daily attendance is 100 plus. So, like,
how many are in the program overall?
So our registered membership is 908.
Oh,
wow.
But last year, and when I say last year, we operate from a July 1 to June 30th fiscal year. We serve 1,338 kids. And that's
awesome.
A variety of basketball, community, block parties, all of that. We serve 1,300 plus kids. And so, again, we are open 11 months out the year.
And then how many are new each year? What's the turnover, like drop off to add on?
So our membership is kind of weird because they get 1 year membership from the day that they sign up. So if you sign up today, your membership is good 1 year to date. Mm-hmm. And so we literally have kids that roll on and roll off almost on a daily basis.
Okay.
But there is a summer crowd. So there are kids who just come for the summer, but then you have the after school kids who come during the fall. And then you have the kids that come specifically for basketball. When we started this work program, we start seeing more older kids because they know, man, if I want a job specifically at the Boys and Girls Club, I got to go through the work program.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some things we want to try to continue to enhance and increase. And again, with the support like Julie and Coffee Connections, we are able to do that.
And the cool part about it is with $1 tangible membership for a year, a dollar, you know, somebody spends $10 or, you know, $15 at the Coffee Connection, they might make a difference in one child's life. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, for each visit, it tangibly can translate into one kid. So, I mean, potentially you could see 100 or more kids. I mean, we can't pretend to know what the sales are going to be that day, but this could impact dozens, if not hundreds of kids. Just by going to do something you probably were already going to do anyway. You're just steering right down 51 South. Get there.
Yep.
Well, good stuff. Julie, thanks for everything you do. And Saturday, stop by Coffee. Is this both Coffee Connections, by the way?
Just the drive-thru.
Just the drive-thru. Okay, not the one in – now, the one in DMH is great, but the fundraiser will be for the location out there on Water Street.
We should
your
give
address
a corner,
Water Street?
Main and McKinley.
Main and McKinley. Mm-hmm. Main Street.
We should give a shout-out to the other Coffee Connection location because Trevor was telling me about how the front is all redone. It's way –
it's really nice.
It's really nice, more inviting and open, and – you don't have to be some weirdo trying to hang out at the hospital. You can go into the coffee shop that's got some cool options in there. You check it out at least. It's really, really good.
Are the menus mirrored?
Yes.
Okay, completely the same thing. So perfect. But for the money on Saturday, go to Main and McKinley.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Right there by Corley Family Dental. Good deal. Right. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, guys.
Coffee Connections, Julie Stalitz.